Peace and love. Peace and love. This episode of Pop Rudy Podcast is brought to you by Nuntai Raytech. And it's presented by www.ancestralactivation.com. Subscribe to the blog at www.ancestralactivation.com. Shop with us online, purchase some of the powerful apparel, and make a statement just by wearing the clothing. Also, follow us on Facebook at Nuntai Raytech. That's Nuntai Raytech. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And right quick, just hollering at my people. Thank you for supporting not just this podcast, but Nuntai Raytech and AncestralActivation.com. If you would like to get in contact with me, you could Gmail me at Nuntai Raytech or tune in at AncestralActivation.com. That's tune in at AncestralActivation.com for any of my discourses, or if you are interested in the mentoring program. And I just want to pick up where I left off, if I may, talking about the ancestors, those that you come from, and dealing with things on a practical level, a logical level, a level within reason. And I see a lot of people across different platforms and belonging to different communities. And we don't stress the importance of looking at the practicality of things and embracing that which we could effortlessly rationalize within the physical plane. One of those things is dealing with the source of life. Now, on a practical level, and I'm just talking practicality now, and nothing in this solar system would exist without our sun. Our sun is our source of provision, is the source for our growth. And if the sun wasn't here, nothing would be here. Everything would return back into it in some form or another. And this is just one practical point, you know, that I like to pointificate. And if you look at things on a practical level within the way that we live our lives and this social construct that we're currently operating in, you know, we have to start looking at things on a rational level, especially when it comes to the spirit. Now, what's the spirit? The spirit, in some respects, is regarded as breath, and in others, it could be referred to as wind. And people like to call spirit something that's intangible, something that hasn't been proven, and something that you can't see and verify. And it's just taking the same approach as a religious person, if you will, especially those within monotheism, which is the worship of one being. And you can't see it. It's also incorporated with something being intangible. And people always, I hear a lot of people talk about that the spirit isn't real. However, if you look at the rain, if you will, and you look at a road, a lonely road where it's raining and the wind is blowing, you could literally, the wind pronounces itself in that rain that's hitting the ground, and you can see the wind moving across the ground through the rain. You can see the wind moving across your windshield in your vehicle. If you look at the trees, it's not necessarily that the trees are waving. It's the wind is making the tree move. And although you can't see that wind, you certainly can feel it. And you can also perceive its existence just from the movement of the trees itself. And last week on a live broadcast, I also spoke about how oxygen, which is a gas, and a gas is also synonymous with ether, which is also a gas, and also synonymous with spirit. You know, most liquor stores are called spirit stores. They say we sell wine, beer, and spirits. You know, and these spirits is nothing but a form of ether. It's a dense form of ether. Just as oxygen is a dense form of gas. And you can't see this with your normal retina within the infrared spectrum, which is used for us to function on the physical plane through our central nervous system, and gives us the ability to use sensory and motor function in tandem. So these things do exist, even though people say, hey, there is no spirit, or, you know, you can't prove that a spirit exists, when you could just look at the wind itself. And it doesn't have a form. And because something doesn't have a form doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It doesn't make it not a thing. This is why us here at Rainology and the Paul Rudy podcast, we like to pontificate to you people that there are four main elements here on this plane of existence. Excuse me, that being the earth, water, fire, and wind. Those are the four main elements, not the three, but the four. And this is anytime I see a four, I look at something having a foundation. You know, things are firmly set on fours. And just like a chair can't function with three legs. It needs four legs in order to stabilize anyone that's utilizing a chair. Same thing goes for a table. You need four legs. Well, in order for you to manifest or materialize things, you need four elements. And this is readily shown with water, which the wind can move through. This is also shown with fire, which depends upon oxygen in order to fuel itself. That's just not one form that it uses, but that's one of the main components of fire. You know, the more oxygen that is exposed to a fire, the easier it is for it to expand and grow. Also, dealing with the earth, where the earth, you know, which is soil or dirt. I'm not talking about the planet in particular in this particular connotation, but the earth itself, it feels the effects of the wind. All you have to do is look at your local weather station and they'll show you jet streams of pressure, and that's just basically wind or spirit, you know, and it's a form of spirit in the wind. It's all type of spirits in the wind that don't have a physical form. However, they exist and you can feel them, and you can feel someone's spirit emanating from their material vessel called their body. If they're in high spirits, or even if they're in low spirits, you know, it doesn't fit what we call, it just doesn't fit the way the construct of detail that we're used to putting on things. So you just know based on a feeling, and feelings are fleeting and they don't stay long. Rather it's a good feeling or a bad feeling, neither has a staple into your reality or your consciality. Even if you allow it to, at some point in time it has to dissipate. So you can't spend the whole day in 24 hours of joy. At some point you're going to have to go to rest and let your body recharge itself. Or you can't be totally down, for the whole time that you're awake. At some point you're going to have to go into rest. And if you look at the word rest, you can see the word reset. And you could also see Ray in that. And you see Set also, who is a fire deity, or not a fire deity, excuse me, is one of the nine Enneads of the Kemetian pantheon, whose element deals with fire. And people always talk about fire, and fire can be synonymously aligned with your spirit or as a light. And in order for us to get a grasp of this concept, all you had to do is look at a Winterfresh commercial, and they tell you that it's 98.6 degrees in your mouth. Not in your body, that's just in your mouth. When they take your temperature, that's based on the temperature within your mouth. Now, as you go down into the body starts to get hotter. They have these thermal scanners that they use to, heat detection, to detect the heat in a person's body. And it's a movie called The Predator. And I'm just using this as a loose example, where the alien predator being, he use thermal heat indicators in order to see people. It don't matter if it's light outside or if it's dark outside, he can still see you. Even if you hiding, because he was picking up on, the heat signature of the particular species on the planet. It didn't matter what it was. He could pick up on the heat signature. And in that movie, those particular beings, which do come from the Andromeda star constellation, just putting that out there. And they belong to the species of insectoid or insectoids, which dominate most of what we call the Milky Way galaxy. They're quite prominent. That's why you have so many insects here, rather it be fleas, ticks, flies, maggots, worms, beetles, mosquitoes, cockroaches, etc. And you are not this body. You inhabit the body. And the first form that you come, that you can identify with, is a spermatosa or a sperm cell, which lives in water, but it's not yet in its mammalian form. It has a mammalian trait. That's why if you look at the word sperm cell, you'll see sperm whale phonetically. And these are just little signs and innuendos of who you are, what, where you've come from physically. And when are we talking about spirit, I want to talk about your mama and your father and their mothers and fathers and their mothers and fathers and what they're capable of doing and capable of bringing into this reality, being you. Because at one time you, whoever you are that's listening to this, were not here. But where were you? You were somewhere, or were you nowhere? Because you didn't sum up to anything yet. Not even no thing. You don't identify with a thing until you have a form. And that's just based on the fundamental rationale of perception within the physical plane. Now you're here, you're alive, and one day you'll be gone. However, you were here, but you're not here no more. I.e. your great grandmothers or great grandfathers and their mothers and fathers, you, the only sign that you had that they were here was their offspring. And that is validation of their existence. And here in the New World of North America, and I'm speaking from this point to the rest of the world, you know, people on this side of the hemisphere, we've become disconnected from our roots. And I don't even care what race you is at this point. Everybody, most people are disconnected. And there's a concentrated effort to make sure that this disconnection stays in place. And this is why you see divorce rates. This is why you see men versus women, custody battles, and, you know, infidelity and all type of stuff that will disrupt the connection that is needed to those that come before us. Because if you like it or not, that's your reality, is your mother and father. That's how you know that you physically exist. That's how you can affirm the reality that you're living in, because you have a mother and a father. And they have mothers and fathers. And they have mothers and fathers. And they need to be acknowledged, you know, consistently on a daily basis. This gives strength to your spirit, because there's a portion of them that's inside of you right now. And when you are able to connect to that, that strengthens your spirit. And most people, you know, say there's nothing on this earth stronger than the human spirit. And I'll say that there's nothing stronger than the spirit within the human vessel itself. And this has been readily shown and proven time and time again. And if your spirit is strong enough, you could almost overcome anything. You know, you could almost grow yourself to an indestructible state if you totally activate your spirit. But it all starts with the veneration of those before you. And the longer that this process takes place, however how many years that you choose to venerate and commiserate your ancestors, your recent ancestors, those which you come from, this will open up the corridor to the ancient ancestors. But the ancient ancestors won't necessarily be willing to connect with you if they don't see you making a genuine connection to those that you are recently connected to. Because they're the ones that's going to open those corridors for you. Those are the ones that's going to make you familiar, if you will, with forces beyond your conscious plane within the physical realm. And everyone wants to connect to the source when you already connected to the source. And it is spiritual ignorance here in the Western world that has disconnected us, not just only from the source, not just only from our ancestors, but from the very planet that we live on itself, and the various insects that live on the planet, which are also regarded, different animal kingdoms on the planet, which are also in some form or another a part of you physically. And we have to reestablish this connection, and we have to do it not on a holiday, you know, because that's another trick to keep you disconnected. You have to do this on a daily basis and bring ritual into your life. And when you ritualize the memory and the life of those before you. It elevates them in the spiritual realm and on the spiritual plane. And it also shows where that energy is coming from, which is in most cases emanating from the individual that's showing and giving that acknowledgement to those before them. Now, if you're up to this, it's something that you need to do. Build you an altar. Make offerings for your ancestors. You know, give yourself a good year or two and connect with them exclusively. Make sure that you connect with them exclusively. Do this with your planet as well. Make that connection. Also with the sun. Take the time to make that connection. These are all things that will strengthen your spirit. Because who knows what can happen? You could get in a real bad car accident and pull through it if you got enough spiritual power. Some people don't have enough spiritual power to pull through an accident. If you got enough spiritual power and you got enough spiritual connection to your ancestors, they won't even allow you to get in an accident. And if you do get in an accident, in a lot of cases, they'll make sure you walk away from it. But these are things that we need to start considering, especially if you want to have a life of conscious fulfillment that you're innately aware of, that you're innately, intentively making occur in this reality. And I just wanted to talk on that because this is the spirit that you need to connect to, and that's those that you come from. Because however spooky or crazy people may say it sounds, these people once existed here, and they still exist in here through you. You know, you make up 16 mother and fathers on your father's side. That's your mother's mother and father, their mothers and fathers, and then their mothers and fathers, and the same thing for your father's side. In order to get the totality of your material self. So you got a little bit from all of them on both sides. Rather you aware of them or know them or not. You know, all I can say is make a conscious effort to connect to them. And, you know, again, you can inbox me here on CastBox if you want to find out ways to connect to people here that you may not know, that you need to know. And I could put you in touch with somebody that can help you with that. If you do know them, you need to start venerating them and building you an altar and start ritualizing the memory and the life of those before you because they need it. And for too many generations now, we haven't been doing that. And that's why I'm going to keep driving it home. We can go into other areas of thought and learning and knowledge and wisdom. But this is something that really needs to be addressed. And I don't see a lot of people addressing it. I see a lot of my elder brothers and sisters bringing that point home. But I see a lot of people out there in the so-called conscious community that are not. And the reason that they are not driving that point home is because they haven't done it themselves. If they did, they would be driving the point home because that's one of the main transmissions that is coming from the ancestral plane, is that too many of our ancestors have not been venerated. You know, thinking about them on their birthday is not good enough. I know you think some of y'all got loved ones that have passed. You think of them every day, but they need to be commemorated. You know, they need to be honored and they need to be exalted. You know, by you, and they need to be shown gratitude because you don't know what sacrifices they went through all the way to the end of their life to make sure that you had life. And if not, not for anything else but that, you know, honor them. And, you know, there are many outlets online that'll show you how to make altars and give that form of honor and commemoration. If you like to make a strong spiritual connection through ritual, you know, you can get in touch with me at TuneIn at ancestralactivation.com. That's TuneIn at ancestralactivation.com. Just shoot me an email and I can help you with that too. But that's what I wanted to talk about today, and I'm gonna keep it short like that. Look out for me later this evening of 11/7/2019 of your Gregorian calendar, and I'm gonna go live, and you know, we'll talk more about the ancestral realm, the ancestral plane, how to connect to your ancestors, and also the spirit, you know, which you are a spirit. You're a spiritual being with spiritual ability, which we call spirituality. And if you're interested, if you will, follow, like, and share this podcast. I'm your host, Ali Z. Green, sponsored by New Tyre Tech and presented by www.ancestralactivation.com. And I'll see y'all on the flip side. Peace and love.